going on, everybody? Welcome to another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, exclusively here as always on the Casa D18 Studios channel. I, of course, am your host, the Renegade JJ Williams, and today we're going to be discussing 1986's Nothing in Common, starring Tom Hanks, Jackie Gleason, Eva Marie Saint, Hector Elizondo, Barry Corbin, Celia Ward, Bess Armstrong, Dan Castellaneta, and Mike Haggerty. And of course, this film will be rebroadcast 1 hour later on the Jeff Meacham Network. Thank you very much, Mr. Meacham, for allowing us to come to your viewers in the time slot normally occupied by the dads, not always on wrestling, as we do every other week, when there is not a brand new installment of the dads to air. What's going on, everybody? Thank you for joining me here once again for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews. And like I said during the introduction, today we're going to be discussing the 1986 pairing of Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason, Nothing in Common. As our movie opens, we meet David Basner, who is a shallow, self-serving yuppie that was recently promoted at his Chicago ad agency. He is now returning to work from a vacation after his promotion. His parents have separated after 36 years of marriage, and now he must care for his aging, bitter father, Max, as well as support his emotionally fragile mother, Lorraine. On top of all this, Max has just been fired after 35 years in the garment industry. And although David's ex-girlfriend, Donna, is sympathetic to the situation, she tells him that he needs to just grow up. She can't be his crutch anymore to come and talk to and vent to. She's trying to have her own relationship life past him. However, David fears that if he grows up and tries to be less childlike, his advertising work could be adversely affected. David is currently developing a commercial for Colonial Airlines, which is owned by the rich and bullish Andrew Woolridge. A successful ad campaign could very likely earn David a partnership in the company that he currently works for. David ends up developing a relationship with Woolridge's daughter, Cheryl Ann Wayne, and David's father, Max, is well aware of David's playboy nature and is critical of his frivolous lifestyle. As time goes on, his parents each begin to rely more on David. His mother needs help moving into a new apartment. His father needs to be driven to an eye doctor. And David is awakened one night when his mother's date ends badly, and she reveals to David that Max humiliated her sexually and was unfaithful to her. David confronts his father, telling him, quote, "Tomorrow I'm shooting a commercial about a family who loves each other, who cares about each other. I'm faking it." At the shoot, David ends up becoming distracted, and his deteriorating relationship with Max begins to affect his work. As a peace offering, David takes Max to a nightclub in order to hear some of his favorite jazz music. David discovers that Max is severely diabetic, but hasn't been following his doctor's orders. Max's toes now require amputation, and one night in the hospital, Lorraine shows up to visit him. Max and Lorraine discuss their life together, and she condemns him for his abuse. After she leaves, Max is overwhelmed and breaks down in tears due to his regrets of how he treated her. Woolridge insists that David accompany him to New York in order to promote the new ad campaign. However, the trip would prevent David from being present for Max's surgery. So David refuses and ends up losing the account. Thankfully, his boss, Charlie, is sympathetic to the issue and assures David that he will intercede with Woolridge, giving David the time he needs to be with his father. David brings Max home from the hospital, and Max tells him, "You were the last person I thought would ever come through for me." When David returns to his job, he tries to show Max just how important his work really is as our movie comes to its close. I gotta tell you, as the movie began, as we started to dig into these characters, I was really starting to not like this film. David was so kind of wrapped up in his own world that he was almost snobbish and unlikable. Max was just downright bitter, angry, grumpy, ornery. Like, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing likable about Max for a good two-thirds of this film, until that moment in the hospital where he breaks down. Like, you don't even begin to feel for him when you see that he's diabetic, when you see his foot at the jazz club, and you can tell that something is wrong with him. You don't really even feel for him then, because it's like, well, you kind of got what you deserved. But when Lorraine visits him in the hospital and he breaks down afterwards, that's the beginning of Max's redemption. And you slowly begin to feel sorry for him and everything that he's been through. And David, bless him, has been trying so hard throughout the majority of this film to make it work with Max. But Max isn't giving an inch. So you end up sympathizing with David very early on, even though he starts the film wrapped up in his own world and kind of unlikable. You sympathize with him early on as he tries to do the right thing by his father, only to be met with, you know, a brick wall, essentially, throughout the majority of the film. But again, that moment in the hospital where he breaks down, you see Max's walls come crumbling down. And it's a great moment. And that's where things begin to come together. That's where old wounds begin to heal. It's such a great moment. And honestly, I feel like that and everything that came after helped save the film for me. Because like I said, Jackie Gleason is such an ornery son of a bitch throughout the majority of this film that you just can't like him until that moment. And it's sad because this would be Jackie Gleason's last role. You know, Ralph Cramden from The Honeymooners playing the father to Tom Hanks. You want to talk about generations collide. Like, such a good moment. If I ever got to interview Tom Hanks, this is definitely one of the things I would ask him about, because as a budding young actor, you know, this had to be a monumental moment for him to be alongside such an icon like Jackie Gleason. When it comes to my rating for this film, I'm going to give it 3.5 out of 5. Like I said, it really pulled me in from the beginning, but you sit through the first half to two thirds and you're almost upset at yourself for subjecting yourself to this film. And then when that scene hits and everything starts to fall into place and everything starts to get better, that moment of clarity and the whole film just completely turns around for me. 3.5 out of 5 stars, nothing in common. I'm curious what you guys out there think. Let me know. If you're watching the premiere, leave your thoughts and comments over here. If you're watching on demand later in the day, leave your thoughts and comments down here. Whatever you do, though, when you get out there on social media, let's try to get those hashtags trending. Hashtag Casa D18 Studios, hashtag Renegades Reviews, hashtag Renegade Returns, hashtag Jeff Meacham Network, and of course, the ever popular hashtag Shenanigans.
Merchandising.
Merchandising? What's that?
Merchandising. Come, I'll show you. Merchandising, merchandising, where the real money's made.
Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, for another brand new installment of Renegades Reviews, as we take a look at the 1986 film, Every Time We Say Goodbye, starring Tom Hanks, Christina Marsalich, Benedict Taylor, Anat Atzmon, and Mani Mashinoff. You're not going to want to miss out on that one tomorrow, right back here on the Casa D18 Studios channel, right back here on an all-new Renegades Reviews, when we take a look at Every Time We Say Goodbye. Thank you once again to the Jeff Meacham Network for allowing us to come into the time slot regularly occupied by the dads, not always on wrestling, as we do every other week when there is not a brand new installment of the dads to be featured. To all my loyal fans and viewers out there that tuned in for the premiere, leaving your thoughts and comments over here, thank you very much. I appreciate each and every one of you. Likewise, all my loyal fans and viewers out there tuning in a little bit later in the day, watching on demand, leaving your thoughts and comments down here, thank you very much. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you. I appreciate all my loyal fans and viewers out there. Go back into the archives, digging up those old episodes, watching them in an effort to help boost up my viewership hours so I can eventually get monetized, make some money on this endeavor. Thank you once again to each and every one of you who tuned in and joined me here today, whether it was on the Casa D18 Studios channel or the Jeff Meacham Network. And I will see you guys next time.